We're used to big sounds and big thoughts from jazz musician Maria Schneider with her Maria Schneider Orchestra. She's created pieces like the Grammy-winning Cerulean Skies, which took bird sounds and incorporated them into a large, lush work reflecting her middle-of-the-country roots. But Maria Schneider's new release has even broader scope. Data Lords is a double album that takes on both the digital and natural world as subjects, one CD each. Here's the title track. Data Lords by the Maria Schneider Orchestra. In other places on the double album, she returns to something more familiar, an almost reverential homage to the nature poetry of Ted Kooser. What are we saying here? Maria Schneider joins us now by Skype with more. Maria, so good to speak with you again.
It's great to speak with you too.
You know, it feels to me like this album is somehow made for this moment because we all are really having to confront the digital world in ways many people didn't have to depend on it before. If you're working from home, yearning for nature, you know, this collision is kind of in the moment, even though you started the project before it. What made you think of it?
Well, I think as a musician, this is an issue that confronted my life and the lives of everybody in the creative community, filmmakers and everything, as we started to see our work shared for free. And we all became pretty early on, or at least I did, aware that what this was really about was using creative work as a carrot for gathering data by big data companies. And it took us, I think, a long time to understand as a society, and I think most people don't, how powerful that data is, and that it's not a small thing for us to trade free products for information from our private lives that can be used against us.
Which is why the cut Data Lords sounds so ominous, you know. But let's listen to a little of the first track of the digital world. This is called A World Lost. You've said in the liner notes that this is kind of about kids being wrapped up in their devices, losing touch with the ability to look out a window. Again, with kids having to stay at home in so many places, this really resonates.
I think so. What I know about myself, and I remember when somebody first introduced me to email, they said, oh, you have to get email. And I remember when I wrote this person back, and as I thought about, oh, let me rewrite that sentence and do this or that, I thought, oh my God, this is going to suck the life out of my life if suddenly I have to communicate on this level with Lord knows how many people. And as a creative person, what is really important to me and just as a human is that silent space, even when it's uncomfortable. And I know as a kid, a lot of times I felt bored. I think in the liner notes I talk about looking out the window or, you know, sometimes just feeling horribly bored. And then we would go outside and we would start making things with stuff we found or whatever. And suddenly the world would become big and it would be full of creative ideas and things we dreamed of making and building. And I think that we are losing that expanse in our own lives. I think children are losing it, and I think adults are losing it.
It sounds like you're feeling something that a lot of people are feeling now, that we are trapped even more with our technology, again, in this moment than ever before. So I'm going to stay with this first album, which is, again, about the Data Lords, the technology CD. This cut is called Don't Be Evil, of course, Google's motto. Let's listen. Thank you. I'm picturing big fat cat Silicon Valley executives. What are you saying here?
Well, it's mocking them, and it's mocking that aspirational motto, don't be evil. And you can't set the bar lower than don't be evil. And I feel that they haven't even managed to make it to that low bar even.
This is so interesting because, again, you wrote all of this music before the moment that we're in right now when people are boycotting Facebook because of the way it spreads hate speech. You seem to be on to something in the digital world, which is, again, the one of two albums in your new release, The Data Lords. And then there's Our Natural World, the second album. Let's have a little taste. This is Bluebird. What are you saying here?
Well, the second side of this album, all of this, I'll start by just saying, came quite naturally. The music just came out of me, and what the music was showing me is this polarization that I am struggling with in my own life. To stay connected to the natural world sometimes means, you know what, I'm just going to leave my phone at home. And making that decision and then reconnecting. When I turn those devices off and I make that decision to have that space, then I find myself reconnecting to all those beautiful things, poetry, art, nature, just, you know, that expansive world that is full of questions and unknowns and inspiration and art, you know. So this, the pieces on that side of the album are all coming out of those things that are most important to me.
Yeah. There's another piece that just, it's like a prayer that, I didn't mean to invoke Madonna, you know, it really, it's like a real prayer. It takes its title from the poem March 20th by the poet Ted Kooser. Let's listen. There?
I can say it. I know it. It must be to someone that I am alive and walking and that I have written these poems. This morning the sun stood right at the end of the road and waited for me.
Ooh.
Yeah, to me it's an affirmation that this world, this life, the sun, good things are at the end of that road and they're waiting for us. If we look up, if we have our eyes up and looking to each other and within ourselves to connect to ourselves and what's important to ourselves, to our world, and to each other. It's my hopeful message at the end of the album. Hmm.
That's Grammy-winning jazz composer and orchestra director Maria Schneider. Her new double album with the Maria Schneider Orchestra is called Data Lords. And by the way, one way you can use the internet in, you know, a good and healthy way is to contribute to artists like her through the crowdfunding site ArtistShare. We'll hook you up at hearandnow.org. Maria, thank you so much.
Thank you.